Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You're listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Dave Johnson. I'm here with Douglas Soy, founder of Portland Underground Grad School, to talk about what PUGS is all about. Welcome to the show. How did PUGS come into being?
Yeah, I founded PUGS back in 2015 when I essentially just created the thing I wanted in life, which was school for everyday life. Like, you know, I'm like one of those people, like lifelong learners who, like, every year I'd want to go back to grad school. Like, one year it'd be like, oh, I want to get a degree in behavioral economics. And then I researched schools and it didn't make sense. It was too expensive. I didn't want to disrupt my life. And the next year it'd be like, I want a degree in Chinese philosophy. And realized it's way too expensive and it didn't make any sense, right? And so what I realized is I wanted to keep on learning and growing, but I didn't want to pay for grad school, right? So back in 2015, I just created a way for lifelong learners to keep on going to school for the rest of their lives.
So who comes to PUGS?
It is, the way I like to think about it, it is people who are interesting and interested. There are people who, like, you know, want to be in community. And so one of the things I always say is, PUGS is half learning and is half community. And I think it's actually become more important now. I ran PUGS for 4 years, from 2015 to the 2018. And I think I was really focused on learning. I just wanted to learn everything. And I went to all the classes. And I met all sorts of wonderful people. And we're restarting PUGS now. And what I realized just in this current moment, it feels like the connection and the community are just as or more important than learning.
So I just heard you say that you developed PUGS.
Yeah.
You go to the classes, but you also teach the classes too. So this is really interactive. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the keys is almost all the courses are live in person. They're in community centers all around the city. And the whole idea is that, you know, I don't know if, about you, Dave, but, you know, a good number of my closest friends in life I made when I was in school. You know, it's that third place. You're interacting about something that is interesting to you and the other person. So the idea of, like, being live and in person is a key part of this. So, like, the connection, the community, the dialogue, all the classrooms are basically set up in circles. One of the major rules we have for instructors is that you should only be talking about half the time. The point is to facilitate dialogue. You know, everyone's an adult there. Everyone has a rich set of experiences and skills that they're bringing into the classroom. So we want to be sharing all that. So the sharing of knowledge with each other is important part of the pedagogy.
So my question was, part of this was, you know, what do these students have in common? You've given me a lot of things already about how they are. What other things come to mind for you?
I think they're people who just generally want to grow in their lives. They're just like, I think there's something that they want to learn or some way that they want to change as people. Some interest that they have that, you know, you can explore on the internet, but you know, sitting at home reading about a thing on Reddit or like getting a book out of the library is not the same thing as actually interacting with someone, and especially when you have an instructor who's super knowledgeable about the topic. So it's people who want to connect, people who want to learn, people who kind of find the value of having an intellectual community.
This flows naturally into the next question here. What courses do you teach?
We are rebooting PUGS, and there are 5 classes this fall, and I'm teaching 2 of them. On Mondays, one of our most popular courses is being held, Rewilding 101 with Peter Michael Bauer, and he's amazing. It's sort of about pre-civilization and what we can learn about and what we could, what ideally we'd like to return to, what sort of values and principles pre-civilization had. On Tuesday nights is Sex Ed for Adults with Stella Harris, and she's amazing. She's a sex educator here in Portland, and she'll be talking about, like, what are the things that we didn't learn as kids in about sex and, you know, things like anatomy. But, you know, I remember when I was a kid, what I learned about sex was about 2 things, disease and pregnancy, and how to avoid both. And Stella wants to reclaim the idea of sex as pleasure. And how do we bring that sex as pleasure and consent? You know, how do we bring that together as adults? And then on Wednesday nights, I am teaching a class called Finding the Great Work of Your Life. And it's based on a book by the education director of Kripalu, which is a meditation center on the East Coast. And he is sort of taking the Bhagavad Gita, which is an ancient Hindu text, and helping people apply it to modern day life. You know, people who, especially in this moment of time in history, like, what are we supposed to be doing with our lives? How do we be contributing to society? Like, what impact can I make? How do I find clarity with all these things happening? So that's the course I'm doing on Wednesdays. In November, there is a course called Tree Allyship with Melissa Melko, which is an amazing course about, like, how do you actually find, you know, solidarity and allyship with the natural world. And then I'll be teaching a course called Financial Freedom.
So is there much homework?
There's always homework.
Of course there is.
Of course. There's reading and there's homework. And I think that's part of the pleasure. Like, when you enter class, everyone's done the homework. So you can have a dialogue that's much richer than if people just showed up spouting opinions.
As the director, as a student, as an instructor, what do you get out of it personally?
I mean, I have met so many people through PUGS. I mean, like, you know, like, again, interesting and interested people, you know, like, I've met so many wonderful people, and I've learned so many things, right? And because I was the founder of PUGS, I went to every class, so I learned things that I never would have chosen. And I think people who get the most out of it are people who are like, oh, I don't know anything about this topic, but I'm willing to dive in. And that's where your boundaries really, really expand.
What do your students say about PUGS? Having been part of the program, what do they say about you?
You know, once we put out the fact that we're coming back, I think people were super excited because, I mean, you know, what do you do on a Tuesday night, right? Like, generally, PUGS is a better thing to do on a Tuesday night than almost anything, right? Like, there's an excitement of going back to class. There's no grades, right? Like, you're not being evaluated. So it's just a pure joy of learning. And people are super excited for that to happen again.
So why is this work important?
Yeah, this work is important because, you know, I think we all have inherent belief that learning is a right, right? It's a right, it's a desire, and right now there's no institution that allows people to keep on learning for the rest of their lives, right? Other than universities, but the educational industrial complex puts all sorts of barriers up, both financial and, I don't know, like, you know, it's very selective, right? So you have to pay money, you have to apply, and to me that is the opposite of education being a right. And so, like, I believe we live in a period of time where you have to keep on learning for the rest of your life, and we have to find places and ways for us to do this.
Have you had a student who's come up with curriculum down the road after having been a student?
That's an interesting question, Dave, because one of the rules at PUGS is, and any number of people want to teach at PUGS because it's super fun. Like, from the instructor side, right, you have a lot of people who are super educated, want to share their knowledge. And, you know, the university system, you're either like a very poorly paid adjunct and you're teaching things you don't actually want to teach. Mm. And then you have PUGS here where you get to teach exactly what you want to teach. And there are no grades and there's no bureaucracy between you and the student. So the funny rule is, because we have so many people that want to teach at PUGS, the rule is you can't teach a class until you take a class. And that's part of joining the community. So every person who has taught a course at PUGS was first a student.
If our listeners are interested in learning more about PUGS, what's the best way that they can do that?
We have a website, which is PUGSPDX, PUGSPDX. Or you can just Google Portland Underground Grad School, and you can look at the tab that says Fall 2025, and you can see all our cool courses. You can learn all the things there is to know, the FAQs about PUGS. Oh, one thing I should mention, Dave, is that we have essentially essentially a pricing plan that fits everyone. The tuition is based on income. And so, again, part of the idea is if education is right, everyone has to be able to come in.
So there's a sliding scale.
Yeah, there is. There are tiers, and you just
I understand.
And I mean, there's no income verification. You just choose the tier that you want to come in at.
How did you first learn about Pugs?
Douglas reached out to me. He's the founder of Pugs. Reached out to me, and I honestly don't remember how he initially heard about me. But you know, Portland operates like kind of a small town, so he'd heard about me and my other sex education work, and reached out to see if I might be interested in developing a course that would be a good fit for Pugs.
Here's a technical question about Pugs itself here. How does the school divide its school year?
So it's not, you know, a typical, you know, graduate school style. There aren't sort of semesters in quite the same way. Most of the courses, including mine, are four-week courses. So that's clearly not, you know, a typical semester or quarter system. But you will see that there is a whole new fall lineup coming up starting in October with lots of other great courses in addition to mine. But the four-week format works really well. Most of the workshops that I teach end up being, you know, a one-off workshop, 90 minutes or 2 hours for a lot of the places that I teach. So getting to have 4 weeks lets me get a lot deeper than I usually can, and having the same group of students over the course of 4 weeks also means that they can go a little bit deeper because, of course, these topics, you know, it's kind of sensitive and kind of vulnerable. Even if you're learning it academically, folks aren't used to having these conversations. So having the same group of folks together over the course of 4 weeks means that, you know, by the end of that, they're a little bit more comfortable asking questions. But again, because it's 4 weeks, while that is more in-depth than I usually get to go, it's also less of a time commitment for folks than, say, a standard, you know, academic semester might be. So it's sort of a perfect combination of letting instructors go a little bit deeper, but still recognizing that a lot of folks that want to take these courses couldn't necessarily commit to a full, you know, semester of academic courses.
I follow you. So this really begs the next question. What courses or course will you teach this coming term or
well,
this
so
coming
the course
session?
That I am teaching coming up this October for Pugs and that I have taught twice before for them is called Sex Ed for Adults, Things You Should Have Learned in School. And so this basically brings up questions like, what if we had taught people that sex was supposed to be about pleasure? What if we talked about different relationship structures, different relationship styles? It talks about, you know, sexual identities and queer sex ed. It talks a little bit about kink and BDSM. It is sort of a broad overview of everything from anatomy to communication to relationships to sort of some of the more advanced or niche sex ed topics. So each week we dive a little bit deeper into a particular topic. And again, because it's a multi-week course, I am able to assign homework, which is not having people write essays, but is often something like read this article in advance so we can discuss it, which is a lot of fun for me as an instructor as well.
Who are your students?
You know, it's a broad range of folks. I mean, as the title says, it's all adults. So, you know, everyone is at least 18. But typically folks are older than that as well. I've done three courses for Pugs. I've run Sex Ed for Adults twice, and I did a four-week course specifically on kink and BDSM. And I would say most of the students were, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, adults who are curious to go a little bit deeper into these topics. Some folks are simply curious for their own lives, and some folks are curious for their work. I get, you know, therapists, other folks in the, you know, mental health or health field who want to be able to, you know, have better interactions with their clients, with their patients, and get some of that, you know, information to help inform their work. So it's really a broad range of folks.
What do you personally get out of instructing at PUGS?
I mean, I sort of shifted into this career, you know, broadly in sex and kink education, kind of by accident. And it's just really amazing to be able to be in the room with folks when they are having some kind of an aha moment, when they are realizing that they're not the only person who has a particular interest or a particular feeling, when they realize that something that their body is doing is okay, is natural, is normal. I mean, normal is really such a useless word when it comes to bodies because we're all so different. But nobody wants to think that they are the only one of anything. And because we don't talk about these topics, a lot of folks do feel alone. So being able to talk about these things and just normalize everything from different forms of interests, different feelings, that just feels really powerful to be able to be part of that for people and sort of help people along on their exploration journeys.
So, Stella, what do your students say about your classes?
You know, I mean, the positive feedback definitely is one of the things that keeps educators going. And, you know, I love hearing from folks that they learned something they had never thought about before. Or, you know, as I said, folks who realize that they are okay, that they aren't alone. You know, I even had a class once where somebody ended up crying in class when they, you know, saw something that I had shown because they realized that, yeah, that they were normal, that they were okay. So that is some of the really powerful stuff I hear that keeps me doing this work.
Why is this work important?
I think that this work is important because I think that, you know, sexual wellness, sexual well-being, being in healthy relationships is absolutely essential to somebody's overall well-being and health and happiness. And I just don't think that a lot of this information is coming from other places the way that I think it should. I think, again, as the title of the course suggests, I think a lot of this should have been taught in schools. I think that people should be getting age-appropriate sex education, you know, from day one. A lot of this should be available in high school. A lot of it should be available in college. And certainly all of it should be readily available when you're an adult. And that information just isn't available to folks. And so you have people not understanding what they need to be healthy and happy, whether that is the kind of relationship that they want to have, whether it is something to do with the kind of sex they want to have. And I think that just affects everything in somebody's day-to-day life and how satisfied and happy they are.
Stella Harris, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
That was Stella Harris from Portland Underground Grad School. She is a certified intimacy educator, sex coach, mediator, and author. If you're interested in finding out more information about PUGS, please go to PUGSPDX.com. They offer courses this coming term under Sex Ed for Adults, Financial Freedom, Rewilding, Tree Allyship, and Finding the Great Work of Your Life. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Dave Johnson.